Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 19th of October, Rabbi Shmuel Shol, Achrayas.
Good morning. The topic I wanted to speak about is Achrayas. First of all, I have to apologize. My English is not such a good English. I'm coming from Switzerland, and I tried to convince Dudi Itzkovich that my English is too poorly to speak here. But go and convince Dudi Itzkovich. I didn't manage, and I told him, okay, so call me again when I'm in London. I didn't tell him where I'm in London, but he found me. And again, he called so many times, and then I hoped he had no picture of me, and without a picture there's no shear. But he managed to catch me somewhere and take a picture, and so I'm standing in front of you, and I'll try to do my best. We find Shmuel in Nach. After Shaul had his battle with Amalek, it says as follows: Vayach Shaul is Amalek, and Shaul won this battle against Amalek. Vayitvois is Agag Melech Amalek Chai, and he catched the king of Amalek, Agag. And instead of killing him, Vayachmo Shaul Vom Al Agag, the head of Achmon is on Agag. And on the sheep and cows. And that wasn't okay, because Mechias Amalek says that they should have killed everybody. Hashpoch said, I regret that I made Shaul to a melech. Kishov me'acharai, he turned away from me. This dvor aloi ha'ikim. And he didn't do what he should have done. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So Shmuel has now the job to come to Shaul and say that he was wrong. Vayoro Shmuel Shaul, Vayoyim Eloi Shaul, Boruch Ato Lashem. And Shaul said hello to Shmuel, Boruch Ato Lashem. And the first word that Shaul says to Shmuel is Hakimoisi Estvar Hashem. I fulfilled the Dvar of Hashem. So Shmuel comes to Shaul to tell him that he didn't do what he should have done. And the first thing Shaul says before Shmuel can open his mouth is that Shaul says, Hakimois is Dvar Hashem. So he didn't recognize, he didn't feel that something was going wrong. Vayom Shmuel, you say that you have done what you should have done? What I'm hearing here, I hear sheep, I hear cows, something is going on here. Yeah, you're right. They brought it from Amalek. The people had rachmones on Meitav Hatzoyin Vaboko. So he puts the achrayes of this fault on Ha'om. It's not his fault. It's Ha'om, Ashechom al Ha'om. And why did they do that? Leman zvoyach l'Hashem alikecho. They wanted to bring korbanos. So Shaul has two points to apologize. First, wasn't me. It was Ha'om, Ashechom al Ha'om. Second, it was for a good purpose. They wanted to bring a korbanos. Vayomer Shmuel, halo im kotein ato beinecho. You think that you are unimportant. You think you are kotein. But it's not so. Roish shiftei Yisrael ato. You are the leader of Klal Yisrael. Vayim shochecho Hashem lemelech al Yisrael. You are the king. So why are you telling me that Ha'om and they wanted, and it's for the good purpose, you are the king. And in Kotinat Beinecho, that's not the truth. You have to be the Roish Shifte Israel. Comes Shaul back, Vayom Shaul Shmuel, Asher Shomarti B'Koil Hashem. I listened to Hashbaruch Hu. Ve'elech Badelech Asher Shlochani Hashem. And I went on the ways which I was sent to. I brought him, and Amalek, mainly, I did my job. But Again, Ha'om, Vayikach Ha'om, and it was Lisboyach Lashem Elokeich was for a good purpose. So again, he has a little, the same truth in that it wasn't me, and it was for a good purpose. And then Shmuel says, "Acheifes Lashem Boilos Zochim Kishmoya B'Koyl Hashem." The main thing would be that you should listen what the Shmuel wants from you. Shmoya is better than Zvochim, and Yan Lo Aster Tzvar Hashem VaYimas Rachmin Melech, because you didn't listen to the Shmuel, you didn't machshiv what the Shmuel wants from you. The Shmuel is also not machshiv you, and you lose your kingdom. And then Shaul chaps, and he says, Chotosi ki ovartis pi Hashem v'estvorecho. And again he says, Vai ki yoreisis ho'om vo'esha bekoilom. I was afraid of ho'om and shamati bekoilom. The Gemara says that Shaul v'achav v'olzoloi. Shaul did one mistake in his life. V'olzoloi. And that was the reason that his kingdom was took away from him. And David b'shtayim, b'loy olzoloi, David wasn't punished for what he did, looked not so okay. But Shaul v'achas, v'olzoloi, that was the turning point of Shaul's kingdom, and he was punished, and Malchus was taken away from him. The question is, this wasn't the first time, as we see in Nach, that Shaul listened to what Ho'om had to say. Right in the beginning of his kingdom, Shmuel told him to go to Gilgal, and says like this, Ve'yoradeto lefonai ha-Gilgal. Shmuel says to Shaul, you should go down to Gilgal. Ve'hine anoichi yoyred elecho. And I come after you to bring kabonis there. Shivas yomim toichel. You should wait 7 days for me. At boye lecho, and then I'll come. Ve'ahidati lecho. And I'll let you know, as a shetase, what you have to do. So right in the beginning, Shmuel says to Shaul, you go. You wait there, Bagilgal, 7 days, and I'll come to bring Korbonus there, and I'll let you know what's your job as a melech. And Shmuel goes, and he waits. And Shmuel doesn't come. It's the seventh day, and Shmuel doesn't come. Vayoichel shivas yomim, and he waits. Lamoyed asher Shmuel, it's the day which Shmuel mentioned that he will come. Vloibo. Shmuel HaGilgal. And what happens? Vayofetz HaOmeolov, and the people started to disappear, people go away. And Shaul sees, Shmuel is not coming, people go away, he has a problem. Vayomer Shaul, HaGisho Elai HaOilo VeHashlomim, you can bring the Kabonis to me. Vayal HaOilo, and he bought the Kabonis, he was makif the Kabonis, instead of waiting for Shmuel, instead of Shmuel. And Shmuel comes, right afterwards, it's the seventh day, the end of the seventh day, and he asked Me'o Siso, what did he do? Vayomer Shaul, ki ro'isi ki nofatzo ha'me'olai, I saw the people started to disappear, I had a problem, and you didn't come, so I started to bring the kabonos. Vayomer Shmuel, Shaul, niskolto, you were silly, you didn't do what you should have done. Your malchus wouldn't have a kiyum. We need a new king. Hashpoch will search for a new king. And that was before Amalek. So why does the Gemara say Shaul ba'achas ve'olzeloi, that because of this Agog story, when Shaul listened to the people, he lost his malchus. The Maisit was already here, right in the beginning of his malchus, that Shmuel told him, you are not right, because you didn't wait for me this seventh day. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, and it's clear, that the Maisit, it's the same thing. But in both cases, Shaul would have, his chiyuv would have been to stand up and say, I'm the melech, I'm not listening to the voice of Hom, and if they disappear, it's their problem. I have to wait, and I, as a melech, decide not to bring korbanos until the right time has come, and until Shmuel has come. And I, as a melech, decide that we have to kill Agok, and we don't bring korbanos from those Tzoin Uboko of Amalek, because the Chiyuv of Mechias Amalek says that we have to kill them. And Ha'om, that's nothing. I, as a melech, has to decide what to do, and not Ha'om. And what was the reason that he didn't do that? That was what Shmuel told him at the end of this Amalek story. He told him, Haloim im koto in ato beinecho. You are a onof, very nice, but roish shifte Yisrael ato. In this situation, you can't be the koto in ato beinecho. Like this, you can't be a melech. A melech has to know, anilis, they're fine, wunderbar, voil, but he has to be the melech and he has to lead. And if the halacha says, Mechias Amalek, Tzoin, Uboko, Ve'agok, then he has to do it. I, Koil Ho'om, I, Mitzvahs, and so many cheshbonos, doesn't come into cheshbon. And the same thing, if it's the seventh day and he knows that Shmuel told him to wait the whole seventh day, so he has to wait. I, the people, disappear. They should disappear, but he is the melech, and he has to say, Roish Shiftei Yisrael Ani. And he didn't say that, he didn't take the achrayas of leading Klal Yisrael, and the melech who can't take the achrayas, the melech who can't lead, isn't a melech. So that's Shaul Be'achas, it's the same point in both stories. It came out more properly in this Amalek story, but the Shoirish was already in this first story when he didn't wait for Shmuel. So we find here, Shaul, according to his Madreges, that he did two things. First of all, he said, it's not me, it's Ha'om. The second, he said, it was for a good purpose. We wanted to bring korbanos. And that was the reason that he lost his malchus. Because saying the others are guilty, saying it was for a good purpose, so I have a talent, that's not korbanos achrayis. Achrayis means that it's me, and I have to decide, and no side cheshbonos that in this situation it's mutter. You have to know if it's a mitzvah, there are no truths in. Yehudo Zochol Malchus. And the Tosefta brings down various middos of Yehudo, why he was Zochol Malchus. The first point is, Mipnei Shehitzil es Ochiv min Amise. By Mechiras Yosef, Hitzil es Ochiv min Amise. Why? Because he said, Vayom Yehudo Lechov, Mabetza, what do we gain? Kinaro igezachinu, when we kill Yosef. Vechisino es domoi, when we hide the story, we don't tell anybody that we killed him. And then in Kaleli Ashmeilim, then they sold him. So Chaim Shmolevitz notes that he doesn't say that Yehuda wasn't maskim with the psak din of that Yosef is a yehoidev and they have to kill him. The main point of Yehuda was, if we are going to kill Yosef, then this has to be a psak din, and we have to stand behind it. We have to go out, and we have to pasken that he is a roidev, and he deserves this mise, and that's why we did it. If we have the chisinu es domoi, if we can't take the whole achrayas of this act, and we have to make a drei eps chveis the ten mises, the chisinu es domoi, so that's a sign that it wasn't right. Kabbalas achrayas means that what I do, I can tell everybody, and I know why I did it, and I stand behind my act. If I have to make a drei, the chisinu es domoi, that's the point, I can't be mekabel. So the point why Yehuda was Zoichel Malchus, because he said, acts which need a rechisino es domoi, I'm not part of it. So with that, he was matzil his brother. Not because he said it's not true. Could be it's true. But if we have to do it in a way of the chisinus domoi, that's a sign that we are not prepared to do it, whatever. And that's not kavolos achrayis. The second point, why he was zoich lemalchus, says the Tosefta, mipnei ho anovo, because he was a onov. What's his anivus? A pele. Because when he was standing in front of Yosef, he didn't know that it's Yosef, and Yosef wanted to keep Binyamin back because of this Kois story, he said to Yosef, V'ato yeshev no avdecho tachas ana, your eved should stay here, eved ladoini, I want to be the eved to you, v'anar ya'ali mechov, and Binyamin should go back to his father, to Yaakov. That's called Mipneho Anovo, because he was an Onov. What's the Shaykhus? To be humble and to stand in front of Yosef and say, I'll be the Eved. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains that Anovo here means that my personality is Bechlal Nish, the point of my decisions. Yehuda knew that Binyamin has to go back to his father. He also knew that he told his father, Onoichi ervenu miyodi tvakshenu. I am the Orev. I guarantee you that I'll bring him back. And if not, v'chotosi l'chor kol hayomim. It's my hate if I don't bring him back. So now comes the situation that this Moishel in Mitzrayim wants to keep Binyamin. So here comes the Anovo. Anovo means my person is no cheshbon. I have a task to fulfill. He promised his father to bring back Binyamin. So now comes the point, who will stay in Mitzrayim? So there are many cheshbonis that Yehuda should have said, not me. I'm the leader of Klal Yisrael. I have to be the melech. I don't know. Call me the cheshbonis. Binyamin the youngster? No, should he stay there? And he, Yehuda, will organize Klal Yisrael and call me the cheshbonis. Here comes the Anova. Anova says, I told the father that I'll bring him back. So now my person is standing back. Now I have to fulfill what I said. And I'm standing in front of this Moshe in Mitzrayim. And he told him, I'll be the Eved. I'll work for you. And please send me going back. That's the other side. That Kabbalah Zachariah means that I can be an Eved, if that's what I promised, if that's what's asked in the moment. That's Mipnei Ho'anovo. Before Yehuda made his promise to his father that he will bring back Binyamin, there was another brother who tried to convince Yaakov to send Binyamin. It was Reuven. Reuven also gave a promise. He said, "As Shnei Bonai Thomas, you can't kill Yaakov. You can't kill my two sons. Im lo yavienu lecho. No, Yisrael yodi vani yashvenu lecho. I'll bring him back. And if not, kill my two sons." That's not Kabbalah Zachariah. That's the opposite. If I won't bring him back, kill my two sons. What's the Shaychus? If you want to be Mekabel Achrayas, that means that if you come in a crisis, you have to stand behind that. And you have to be the owner of how the Tosefta calls it, and you have to be the Eved. But to say, I guarantee, and if not, go to my two sons and you can kill my two sons. That's not Kabbalah Zachariah. That's, I don't know how it was here in England. That's the financial crisis in Switzerland was like this. The banks grew. They took achrayas and risks and everything. And at the end, the government had to pay for it. That's not Kabbalah Zachariah. That you take the risk, and if not, then you go to the government and they have to pay back everything but the banks had taken over risks that they couldn't pay back. Third point, which the Tosefta points out, that why he was zoich lemalchus, mipnei shehoide betomo, he was moide Vaitomor Tzotko Mimeni. A king has to say, yeah, if I was wrong. Shaul couldn't say I was wrong. At the end he said, Chotosi Lashem, Kishomati Bekoil. But a king has to say, yeah, Tzotko Mimeni. Yes, to be mekabel achrayis even of things he did wrong. That's also part of kabbalas achrayis of a king. A fourth thing that he jumped into the yam, by kriyas yamsuf. They all said, "I'll go." The Sefer brings down that all the shvatim said, "Ani yoyret," and they was discussing who should go first. Not you should go. Everybody said, "Yeah, I'm going." Just a moment, ani yoyret, and Yehuda kofat, and that was the beginning of kriyas yamsuf. So kabbalas achrayis means not he himself, yeah, not Yehuda himself, but it was from Shev Yehuda. Yeah. So kabbalas achrayis means that I take the achrayis. I'm not giving I'm not blaming others, and I can say chotosi, tzotko, mimeni, and if something goes wrong, I'm the owner of to say and to stand in front of this Moshe Mitzrayim and say, I'll be the Eved, and not the others. Not a Shnei Bonai Tomitz, that doesn't help. The opposite we find by Cain. When Cain killed Hevel, and Hashem comes to him and says, Aye, Hevel Ochicho, Vayoimo, this very known answer, Lo Yadati, Hashoimo Ochio Loichi, is usually we understand this, that he said, Hashoimo Ochio Loichi, I am the Shoimo of my brother, Hashem go and look where he is, I am not the Shoimo. The Medrash Tanchuma brings this whole discussion between Akshbocha and Cain, that it was a whole discussion. It says like this. Cain says Akshbochu, Atohu Shoima Kol Abriyas. You are Akshbochu, you are the Shoima of all the Briyas. V'ato mevakshem yodi, and you are asking me? I'll tell you a moshel, said Cain to Akshbochu. Moshel lemo adobo doime. Leganef shigonaf keili balaylo, v'lo initfas. There was a ganef, and he break in somewhere, and he has stolen kelim, and they didn't catch him. Laboiker, next morning, Tovsei Hashoya, he was catched by the man who had to stand by the door of this building and to watch that nobody should go in, that is Shoima. And this Shoima told this Ganef, Lomo Ganafte Zakelim, why did you break in this house? Why did you take away those Kelim? So the Ganef answered this Shoima, Omolei, Dear Mr. Shoima, Ani Ganef, my profession is to be a Ganef. V'loi hinachti umanusi, and I did, what's my job? The job of a Ganef is to be a Ganef. So I did what I have to do. Aval ato, umanus cho bashar, nishmoyo. Your job would have been to be a Shoima of this house. Lomo hinachti umanusucho, why didn't you do your job? So I'm okay. Because my profession is to be a Ganef, and I did what I have to do. You are not okay, because you are Shoima, and you didn't watch what's going on in this house. V'achshov, atoim olikach, and now you're coming to me with such a complaint? V'af kain kach. And Cain, that's what Cain told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani horakti oisoi. You are telling me, you are Shvorcha telling me that I killed my brother? No. Boroso b'yetzhore. You made me with a b'yetzhore. Atto shoymer es hakoil. You are the shoymer, you are Shvorcha. V'li hinachto oiso lahorgoi. And you let me kill him. Atto ushoraktoi. You are the murderer. Shenikreiso onoichi. You are the onoichi. She'ilu kibalto korboni, if you would have accepted my korban, lo yoisim iskaneboy, there wouldn't be kino, and I would have killed him. So hashoimo ochi, who is the shoimo of ochi? Onoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not my fault, it's your fault. You made me with a Yezahora, you didn't accept my korban, so it's no wonder that I killed him. And you should have been the shoimo. Is hashoimo ochi, you, the onoichi. That's the whole achrayas of what I did, it's not on me, it's on the shoimer, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash turned over the whole achrayas and given back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means to be mekabel achrayas we find by Yosef. And what it means to know that Roish Shifte Yisrael Ani that we find by Yosef. When Eishes Potiphar wanted to do the Aveira with Yosef, his answer was, Hein Adoini Loyoda Iti Mabavois. My Odin has no idea what's going on in my house, in his house. V'choyla sheyashloi nosam biyodi. And everything what he has is in my hands. Einenu godoi babais azemi meni. There is no one greater than me in this house. And he didn't withhold from me anything, just you. You are his wife. I can't do such a thing. What does he say? Einenu godoil babayis hazeh mimeni. What a gave. To say, I am the greatest. Einenu godoil mimeni babayis hazeh. But that's the point which was missing by Shaul. It's not, Anives, it's very important, but if you have to make decisions, you have to know who you are. You have to take the chrayas, and not say, it's not my decision, it's home, it's for good purpose, it's the onoichi, in the extreme case. You have to know who you are. And if you are the melech, you are the Roish Shifte Israel. And if you are the leading personality in the house of Potiphar, you have to say, Einenu godoil mimeni babayis hazeh. And it's your decision. You can't just say, yeah, it came out like this. You have to lead. And Kabbalah Zachariah means that I'm in charge of every point I'm connected to, of everything I took the chrayas on, and I can't say, yeah, just part of it. If this act is on the Maya chrayas, I have to watch out for everything that's going on, and to be mekabel chrayas, and not say the others were to blame others. The Sforno says that each and every contract of mechiras chitim, what they sold there during this Rov, was signed by Yosef himself. That's the lotion. Kol ha-mechiro is shel tvur b'mitzrayim hoyu al de Yosef u'b'chassim osoi. So Yosef, this big Talmid Chochem, had nothing better to do than each and every Arab that came there and wanted to buy a sack of chitim, he had to pass by Yosef and he had to check the contract or to sign this contract and go on. Why? Because he wasn't mekabel the chrayas and he wanted to say, yeah, it's okay, I did my job and he can't rely on others. I want to finish off with a nice story I heard, which happened in England, where we see achrayas of a man who was who had, of course, better things to do, but he was sure that that's what he has to do. They tell over that one of the barons Rothschild, Baron Nathan Rothschild, I don't know, he lived here in England, and he was involved in stockers and charity and whatsoever. And he had to have cash to do all his good deeds. And once he had a check, his own check, personal check, and he wanted to cash it in the Bank of England. So he came into one of the branches and handed in this check and wanted cash. So the man at the counter said, "I'm very sorry, but the Bank of England doesn't cash personal checks." He said, "You know, it's Baron Rothschild, so I think you should give me this. You can rely on me. You should give me the cash." "No, I'm sorry, I can't do that." "Okay, can't do that." He left the bank. An hour later, a man came into this branch of the bank with a plastic bag, pulled out a £10 note. And in those times, still, the bank had to keep gold to be according to the money. So he came into this bank to pull out his £10 note, gave it to the man at the counter, said, "I want to have my gold." "Said, yeah, for £10. Okay, he went and bought him a bit of gold. So took it, took out another £10 note. "I want my gold." Gave him his gold. And this went on. He had a full plastic bag with £10 note. It took an hour till they had changed everything to gold. And he said goodbye, went out. And then the man at the counter saw there is another man standing there with a plastic bag. Took out his £10 note. "I want my gold." "Next, £10 note." It came out that the whole day they were busy because there were 9 people with plastic bags standing there and giving out £10, gold, £10. So they could do nothing. The whole branch was blocked with this giving out gold to this £10 note. So next day, when they opened the bank, there were already 9 people standing there with plastic bags, and they knew what's going on. And they came in, first man started taking out his £10 note, "You want my gold?" Okay, so the chief of this bank saw that they are blocking his bank. So they made the emergency meeting of this menahalim of this bank, and they asked who are those people, and they asked where are you coming from. "Yeah, Baron Rothschild sent us." So they decided to accept his personal check, and it would be a bit quicker. The interesting was, that's a true story, the interesting point was that Baron Rothschild was standing in this branch of the bank all those 2 days. He had better things to do to watch this whole story going on. He was standing the whole 2 days there and watching this story going on. Why? Because he was mekabel achrayis on this whole act. He knew that he had to cash now money. And he knew that there are people waiting for his stokers and his charity work. And if this action here wouldn't be matzliach, that would block him also. So he was standing here like Yosef was standing and signing each and every contact. He was, that is a very nice story, standing there till he had cashed his check. So I think, Klali Soy B'nai Melochim Heim, and if that's the attribute a Melech has to have, to be Mekabel Achrayis, and that's what makes him to a Melech, that we also have to be the Kabbalah Chreis and to be B'nai Melochim, Mir Tzashem. Thank you for listening.